4 nights here.
I'm Adam Richmond, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
Then we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 8824 4th Street North. And Randy, you see the big news that Paulo Costa has bowed out. He's out of the UFC fight. It will now be Kelvin Gastelum versus Robert Whittaker.
Yeah.
That was a fight that was supposed to go down in Australia, what, 2 years ago?
Little disappointed, especially after Costa coming out and saying that he drank the wine to go to sleep the night before the Israel fight.
Uh-huh.
And that he was a little hammered. And I just think it looks bad that you come out with that, and then, and I don't know why he pulled out.
The flu. He says it's the flu.
Okay.
That he's been training with the flu, and now, you know, the chest x-ray, and there's some damage there, and so he's pulling out because of the flu.
I don't have a problem with if somebody doesn't feel right, isn't healthy. I'm okay with him pulling out.
Do you think this
like that it was after that story.
Do you think this is more of a confidence thing? I mean, like Ronda Rousey, like, you know, once... If you're coming up and you're just walking
invincible
through people,
yep,
and then you get dominated the way he did against Israel, and then disrespected the way that he got, you know, dry humped after it was over, you know, like, is this more of a psyche of an internal lack of confidence or fear?
My only way that I can respond to that is this: you and nobody would ever know that. You know, we can all speculate.
Sure.
You could think that. We don't know. And we don't even know if an athlete or whoever, doesn't even have to be an athlete, if they tell you something, it doesn't even mean that that's what they really believe.
Sure.
You know, so many athletes and celebrities have asked me questions about the questions I ask. And I say part of it is because the question that the question that I want to ask, you can't ask.
Right.
You know, because...
it's insensitive, or it's not professional, or it's too personal, or, you know. And that's why there's a love-hate with the media, right? That's why, you know, because you're there to, like, broadcast and report and get the inside scoop, but they have to be able to trust you that you're not going to take the true story and run with it, because that's how you get paid on the back end as a media journalist or shock jock or whatever.
It's all good. And that's why when we talk, or when I talk to the athletes, it's not even necessarily about, you know, the football game on Sunday, the fight on Saturday. I want people to get to know, you know, so that the fans will tune in. You know, it is kind of my way. All right, so our schedule did get a little bit changed. We were able to get it fixed up.
Okay.
And I want to thank Montel Jackson for calling us back and getting back
awesome
on with this. And he is standing by ready to come on. Montel, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. How's things? I know you just recently got to Vegas to kick off fight camp. How's it going? How's the excitement 3 days away?
Pretty excited, man. Just chilling, staying relaxed.
How do you normally get through the next couple days? You know, do you want to kind of focus, hey, I have a fight in 3 days? Do you want to try to block it out and, you know, just, you know, play, whether it's video games or watch TV, or typically get out and about? Even though I know that you can't do that this week.
Oh, man, read books, watch some shows. Other than that, I just chill in the hotel room.
How has training been for you over the past, the pandemic kicked in, what, end of February, early March? So we're just over a year of this. Has it affected your training? Have you still been able to do basically the same form of training?
No. Now I do everything in one spot now to try to minimize the COVID exposure.
Interesting. Okay. Dana made the announcement, I think it was 2 days ago, that they're coming back to Florida. It'll be a full house, which I'm excited about since we live in Florida. Give me your thoughts on not only the return of fans, because we all want that and looking forward to it, but I've enjoyed watching fights over the past year with no fans in the arena. I just think it's better to watch the fight, in my opinion. Give me your thoughts on both.
For me, I'm excited because, like that's what you're used to. It's to the energy, and it's a lot easier to block out the noises.
So you can block out the fans, no matter what, whatever the noises, you can block it out and still hear corners, whether it's your corner or the other?
Yeah, hell yeah. You can, but, like, you know, the fans make a noise, it's just like the, it's like that white, the white noise, like the
I got you. But you got to admit, though, it's been pretty cool that you don't hear people yell, get him a body bag, sweep the leg, the Ric Flair woo, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot different, man.
Exactly.
It's kind of funny, man.
It was funny the first 412 times, but you know now it's kind of like, all right, come up with a new scream or something. Let's get to know you a little bit. Typically I say dinner, but everybody's on me, so I'm going to change it because it's fight week and you know you're cutting weight. So you're going to invite four people over just to hang out, you know, swap stories, pick brains. Can living or passed away, real or fictitious people, can't be family, can't be people from the gym. Who would you want to just kind of hang out, pick, you know, stories, brains, and have a good time with?
All right, the first one, probably Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Jay-Z.
Okay.
Floyd Mayweather. Probably Anderson Silva.
And Anderson, awesome.
Nice.
I did forget that I saw one of your tweets about Marvin Hagler. Give me your thoughts on him, and then I want to tell you a funny story.
Marvin Hagler is like, to me, he was the best. And two, like I just love his style. I love it, like the relentlessness and just the tenacity of that jab he had.
He definitely was all business. So my real quick story, I was stationed in Boston probably before you were born, late 70s, early 80s, and Marvelous Marvin Hagler was living in Broxton, just outside of Boston, and it was in the paper that he would always run, you know, the streets like all of you athletes do. So I would take the train. I would do my stuff in the military. Then I would take the train there, and I would just sit on street corners waiting to watch him and try to find him run down a street. I have always been a Marvelous Marvin Hagler fan, and I agree with you. If not the best, one of the greatest fighters of all time.
Like there is no doubt about that. That dude,
I still have
his whole training regimen. It's one of a kind.
And he always seemed like, you know, people, fans and media, you know, think they know, you know, athletes. They think they know celebrities by whether it's interviews or whether it's, you know, their movies, their fights or whatever. He always came across as personable and as a professional. You know, there was no, you know, messing around. It was all business. And he was a great guy. And from what I understand, went on to become a pretty good actor over in Italy.
Yeah.
How do you, Montel, how do you relax? You know, whether it's fight week or, you know, the day of the fight, you're waiting. And I know it's a little different now. You don't get to go, you know, whenever you want to. It's set times and you have to leave. But how has it been in the past of just, you know, relaxing and just kind of, you know, staying chill until it's time to flip that invisible switch and no longer be chill?
Listen to some music.
Just a music guy.
Or
okay.
Music on, slow music, or just complete silence.
Your opponent just signed with the UFC. Is that enough time for you to even get to know him, or does it really not even matter who your opponent is? It's more what you're going to do, not what he will or what he can do.
It's all about me, man. I'm gonna figure it out when I get in there.
You know, and I've always said that when fighters say about game plans, and I'm always like, and again, I'm not an athlete. I'm a fat old guy. You know, how can you have a game plan when you don't even really know what's going to happen 30 seconds in? You know, how do you know what's going to happen 3 minutes in?
Exactly. Like there is no defense for the element of surprise. So, like, you got to be frosty.
Cross it when you go there. Final question for you, Montel. Getting in the octagon Saturday night, UFC fight night, what can the fans, what can the media, what can the world expect to see when you get back in there?
Some excitement.
Direct and to the point. You don't need anything else. Excitement. Montel, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck on Saturday. Have a good time and enjoy it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir. That is Montel Jackson back in the octagon on Saturday. I can't wait for another UFC fight night, and I can't wait to get in my car and drive to Jacksonville on April 24th and get ready for not one, not two, three title fights, and I'm sure Dana's going to load that card.
But things make sense now after talking to Montel, like, or listening to Montel. His nickname is Quick.
Yeah.
He's quick to the answer, quick to the point, quick to get off the interview. He's efficient.
It's all quick. So let us be quick. Let's hit this break, and then we're going to reach out to Chris Lights Out Lytle as he is in Biloxi. I wonder if he knows if the buffets are back open. We'll ask him when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hi guys, this is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckert Hall March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Florida Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Some rock superstars are going to be down here tomorrow.
I'm excited.
You know who has sat at this very table where we do the show almost every Wednesday? That's right, our next guest.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Turn the lights out.
Do you want me to turn the lights out?
Why? Yeah, turn the ambiance.
It's going to be dark.
Okay. Chris Lytle.
There he is.
Chris, how are you? Chris, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Buttons are pushed. We're all ready to go. How are you?
Man, I'm doing all right. Just on my way right now, heading over to Biloxi to get ready for the throwdown with the fight. Getting ready to commentate, I should say.
Well, you know, you are Chris Lytle. Who knows? On a short notice, you may jump in there.
Hey, if the price is right, you never know.
What are you, Bob Barker now?
Come on down. Or
it really, you know, for all of you youngins, I shouldn't say Bob Barker. It's
Drew Barrymore.
No,
Drew Carey.
Drew Carey. Come on.
Yeah, is that The Price Is Right?
Yeah.
Is that Drew Carey? What's the other one?
Carey does The Price Is Right now. Apparently, I haven't watched it in about 28 years.
Well, okay. Yeah, so then it is Bob Barker, and maybe you could punch him out on a golf course as well.
I saw the movie.
Yeah, there you go. You know, we have all these fighters on. You know, we just had a fighter that's fighting this weekend in Las Vegas. You know, obviously we get a lot of the bare knuckle guys on who are getting ready to fight this weekend in Biloxi. How has this whole pandemic, you know, and I know it's more research than it is, you know, quote unquote training, but how has it changed and affected you as you get ready? You know, we don't have the same kind of access to the fighters. So how has it, if it has, affected you?
You know, I've been pretty fortunate. It hasn't affected us really that much. The main thing, you know, just like you said, it's more affecting the fighters and how they're able to train. But, I mean, usually we're still getting here. Like, I'm showing up today. We don't fight till Friday. And I'll be able to get our interviews and talk to them and find out what exactly has been going on with them and their camp. You know, it's a lot better now than it used to be. A lot of people were having problems getting into a gym. But, I mean, that's kind of come and gone. So I think things are really on the right direction. I mean, we're going to be in Mississippi. They're pretty much, I think they're like no masks are mandatory, you know, throughout the state. If a venue wants to have you wear a mask, that's that venue's, you know, discretion. But like the state is open, so I'm excited to be here and check it out.
Well, I guess the second most important question, the first one will be to talk about BKFC this weekend. But right below that, not by much, can you find out if the buffets are open yet?
Yeah, I will check it out. Trust me. I would imagine they will be, but who knows? I think they kind of do it still. They'll probably still do it where they'll have the buffet, but then you just have to, you know, go up there and they tell them what you want and they give it to you. It's not too bad.
The first hotel that we stayed at there in Biloxi, I don't remember which BKFC number it was. If it's open, it's lobster and crab legs, and it was like $19. All you can eat lobster.
I'm sure on that. Are you kidding me?
I sat there for 3 hours. I mean, yeah, it was. Let's talk about the main event this weekend, and I'm not just talking about the main event. The main event being BKFC back in Biloxi. Give us some fights. Obviously, we know some names towards the top of the card. Give us a name or two that the fans should keep an eye out on.
Are you talking about like the main event? We got
no. I'm saying.
I'm in the car right now with former boxing world champ Chop Chop Corley. I cannot believe we got him on the card. You know, making that transition over, going to fight Reggie Barnett. Just really excited for that. That fight, that's going to be fantastic just to see, you know, that high level of the box being there. A little bit different, but, man, the dude was, you know, a legit fighter. Can't wait to see him, you know, get in the squared circle and see what we got. So that's definitely a highlight. You know, obviously, Leonard Garcia versus Joe Elmore, another one. It's just like those two guys come to bang. It's going to be guaranteed great fight, probably fight of the night written all over it, even before it starts.
You know, Chris, talk to me a second about, you know, momentum. Obviously, you know, BKFC is now going into towards the end of two, maybe the beginning of 3 years. A year just over that has been the pandemic. How has that affected, you know, the growth that is growing? You know, BKFC, it is growing. The fans are. But where has the pandemic hurt? And when do you think that that'll maybe not go away, because it's never going to go away, but get back on the momentum swing that everything had been going?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you have a sport that's new, it's growing, it's starting to get a lot of eyes, and then everything shuts down. So that really, I mean, you know, anytime you got momentum, you have to start back from scratch. Start, you know, you get a train and it stops, and you have to get going again. So I think that when we had the last Knucklemania, that was such a good card, and so many people kind of watched it, and a lot of attention was based on it because, you know, Paige VanZant, but the card was just phenomenal. I think we got a lot of good publicity going on for that. So I think, you know, the momentum of this train is starting to move again based on that. You know, it was just tough getting back going because, you know, I mean, like I said, the momentum was 100% stopped. We couldn't do anything about it. That was the pandemic. You know, we were actually in Wichita, Kansas, getting ready for a fight, and everybody had to leave. They closed down everything that day. So that was really painful. But like I said, I feel really good about the last few fights we put on and, you know, having Shaquille O'Neal show up at a couple of them and just, you know, he said this is the future of combative sports. That really goes a long way.
I wasn't sure that Shaquille O'Neal was at Knucklemania. I thought that was a solar eclipse.
Yeah, I did too. When all of a sudden I'm sitting there doing commentary and I feel some big like paws on me, like a squeeze. I was like, "What is that? Is that a bear? What is that?" Oh no, it's Shaquille. This shaking my hand made me feel like I'm 6 years old again, talking to an adult. It's not cool, but I'm glad to have him there. He loves the sport. And he's fairly knowledgeable. It's nice.
Forget about the bear, Chris. I was across the arena. I thought was Shaq was standing by the squared circle. And apparently that's Shaq's bodyguard,
yeah.
Who's bigger than Shaq.
Yeah. No, I didn't talk to him, but I saw him sitting there. Like, yeah, I'll stay over here. You guys do your thing.
But I got a quick story to share with you. Last night I was at a gas station. I was leaving work. It's about 11 o'clock at night. And I had my BKFC hat on like I do every day proudly. And a guy started talking to me about the BKFC. It started to get recognition. People are starting to recognize the logo. And so when you're on the road and you're traveling to all these cities, like, are you seeing the same thing? Are you getting recognition as I am here locally in Florida?
Yeah, you know, it's not like it's not everywhere and it's not a lot of people, but there are nuggets of people doing it. It really does remind me of a lot of early UFC. You know, I mean, I fought there first time in 2000. Not a lot of people knew what you're talking about, you know, and then 2003 and 4, you get more people, and it wasn't until about 2006 or 7 when it really became more of a accepted and people, a lot more people knew about it, but yeah, it reminds me of us back in like the 2000 and maybe, you know, 2003 era, where you still had a hardcore group of people who really liked it and loved it, but it wasn't a lot of them, you know what I mean, but the people who were into it were really into it. That's what I see here, you know. But it's really impressive to me. Like you said, the first fight was in 2018, so we're about, you know, barely into our third year. I mean, not even 3 years into this yet, and we're already where the UFC was after about 10 years, in my opinion. Because time wise, that's where I'm feeling we're at compared to where the UFC was.
You know, Chris, and I've always said this to David Feldman, and I know that he's pulled back on it a little bit. I think one of the reasons that it is continuing the growth is what he has done and what he has said. And, you know, there was once on video where, you know, he was screaming at some fighters, and do you want to fight? And he jumped up on the thing. I like that. That's showing the passion that he has not only for his promotion but the sport itself. And I think that's exactly what you need to push everyone, and I think he's doing a fantastic job at it.
Well, here's the thing. If people want to watch just a complete win-at-all-cost fight, you know, that's not what we have here, man. I mean, that's not what Jay Feldman's pushing for. You know, one thing that we have that a lot of other fighting organizations don't have, you know, is people come here for one thing. It's a fist fight. You know, you get into a lot of high-level boxing, a lot of high-level UFC, MMA. It's an athletic contest. You're going to try and outpoint the guy. This is what I have to do to win because there's a lot of money on the line. I got to get my title. I'm going to try and take the guy down. I'm going to try and hold him down. I'm going to try and out-jab him. I mean, when was the last time you saw like a title elimination fight? Whoever wins gets to go to the title. They're never good fights because people are too worried about it. It's all about not losing. We don't have that here. I mean, people are still coming in here trying to knock people's head off. If you have a fight that goes the distance, usually it's going to be blood and guts all over the place. So it's going to be a great fight. So That's our one thing, and Dave Feldman recognizes that and understands it, and he's pushing for it. He wants people to go out there and fight like that because that's the one and only thing that's going to make this sport grow.
Chris, after this last title fight in the UFC with the eye poke, I mean, going bare knuckle, there's no issue of glove causing eye poke. So I mean, it looks like BKFC could be the biggest sport by the end of it all and the safest.
I mean, it's definitely the safest. You know, I've done, you know, Zez, pro boxing, MMA, whatever. But the only thing I would do anymore at my age is, you know, you got to be smart, you know, protect that melon, keep those brains in there. It's definitely best for that. But, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody with a finger poking anybody in the eyes with no gloves on. I've seen some knuckles go in there. And I've seen people hurt, but I mean, you're not seeing people poke in the eye. And maybe it's because you can't grab them. Maybe it's because you can't, you know, try and get a takedown. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, it's not happening. And there really hasn't been as many broken hands as you might think. I've seen hands be swollen. I've seen hands be hurt, but I haven't really seen many, many broken hands at all. I don't understand. I mean, I've seen more in boxing. I really don't understand it.
I know that some big announcements are coming over the next couple days, possibly, you know, maybe a week or so. I got a little inside scoop on a couple of them. I can't wait until that comes out. I've also been told that as you are driving or being driven, you are in a particular T-shirt that I guess we need to replace, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got my 8-Man Strong supported right now. I knew we'd be talking, so I have to be in the spirit, be in the mindset, you know?
There you go. So we will send you a box of more of 8-Man Strong, as well as another sponsor that we picked up. I'm going to send you a pair of Jabra earbuds, so they'll be in the mail to you as well.
My man. Yes, I can't wait. That's good. You got to keep looking the part and getting your word out there for your stuff as well. I appreciate it.
Exactly. And tell Chop Chop to put the 8-Man Strong shirt on that we sent him, and we can send him some more as well.
Sounds good.
All right, Chris. Take care. Thank you very much. I'll see you in Miami next month.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Take care.
Good travels, buddy.
Chris Lytle, everybody. Lights out. What a great, fantastic dude. And you know, I just saw a post on Facebook when he fought Marcus Davis, which was one of my most upsetting times covering sports.
Sure.
So, you know, when Matt Serra fought Matt Hughes, when Matt Hughes fought Frank Trigg.
Sure.
And that one was as well. All right. Let's go hit a break. When we come back, we're going to head down to Miami as Antonio Tarver is in fight camp to take on a former UFC heavyweight champion, Frank Mir. This is 8-Man Strong, brought to you by... this is 8-Man Strong. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
I went home with a waitress the way I always do. How was I?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hi guys, this is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckert Hall March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
Puckett's Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You know, I think, and again, I don't want to say I promise because I may change my mind in 27 minutes when I leave here.
Okay.
But I'm thinking I may try to give Kingdom a try.
Yeah.
I might.
Because you're in it.
No, not because I'm mentioned in it, but, you know, I want to find some new stuff to watch because sure. With the world that we're in now, I'm not watching 90% of anything.
Right.
I'm not watching news. I'm watching very little sports, to be honest, only sure. I need to cover. I'm watching the same repeats, you know, Texas something. It's kind of ironic that they took all the police shows off, but they put this one on, which is from Texas, but it's not police. It's the game warden.
Oh, okay.
Which they're still arresting people.
I think the fish and wildlife people, they have like more jurisdiction because they control the land. You think more than the state police and the troopers, like
they have. I don't know if they have more, but I think they have the same. Like right. They arrest people, they took people to jail, and you know. And it's just funny as you watch it that you know they're going out into the water and they're pulling boats over and you know looking for license and but you know and you watch some of these scammers. Like I just saw one the other day. Where he had a bunch of fillets on a boat.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or a fisherman to know you can't have fillets on a boat.
Like steak?
Fish fillets.
Oh, I thought you meant like no, filet mignon.
Do you know why?
No.
Because if you fillet a fish out on the water, there's no way to prove the size of that fish.
Huh.
And because fish have to be of a certain
length to be legal,
they slice them up.
You have no idea what
they are. Or, if they fillet it, you don't know how big or how small it was.
That was brilliant.
So the guy goes, oh, no, I stopped off at a friend's house, and we picked up some fillets, and they were like I don't know if they were frozen, but you can't do that. Wow. So, you know, they, you know, ticketed them or they arrest them. But, you know, so I watch that a lot. I can only watch so many 2.5 Men and what's Tool Time, Tim Taylor's?
Oh, man, I don't know. I saw him the other day.
Three Men and a Baby or whatever it's called. Last man standing.
When you say filet, I thought you were talking about steak.
No, you could do that because you're not going to get a cow out in the middle of the ocean.
I just saw a Facebook meme that said, putting ketchup on a steak should lower your credit score.
I agree.
Right. No, right. What's the best condiment to go with steak? Do you
mushrooms?
Really?
I don't put anything. Like I can't stand, you know, people are going to yell at me.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm just saying you can do whatever you want.
Well, you're not allowed to have an opinion unless it matches their
unless
opinion.
Unless it's mine. Steak sauce and A1. What are you putting that on a steak for? So, no, I don't put anything on a steak. Maybe a little butter, maybe a little horseradish.
Okay.
At my favorite steakhouse in the world, which is in Atlanta. Oh, by the way, I'm going to Atlanta. I can't wait.
Be careful in Atlanta. There's like a crazy shooting out there yesterday.
I know. It's so bad that it's a $2.50 train ride from the airport to where I need to get off to go to my brother's. Or it's $160, what are they called, Yoho?
Uber. Yo-ho. I don't think you can call him a yo-ho. They'll be offended, and then they'll probably ban your account. He called me a yo-ho.
today's world, everything, you know.
He said yo-ho.
So where were we?
So
I need to watch some other stuff. So I need to get a hold of James and make sure that Kingdom is on stream.
Now, are you going backwards and watching things before they get banned, like before they're taken away, like our childhood, like? Pepe Le Pew is now offensive.
I don't know if I've ever seen that, to be honest.
The skunk, like he was pretty much a like a stalker, like a pedophile. I mean, he was not a pedophile. I guess they're of age, but he was pretty aggressive.
It's of age skunk.
She would say no, and then he would like still kiss on her, and like you know he wouldn't let her go, and then he'd follow her and track her, and like you know. So I could see Pepe being a little offensive.
I don't want to give away too much because there's gifts involved for people.
Okay.
But I bought, and this is not for any of the people. This is just for me. I mean, I bought gifts for people.
Okay, right.
And I'm trying not to give away too much. Yes, you are one. But I got me a keychain of Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, nice.
And they're all sold out now.
Yeah?
They're gone. So I...
So what we got to do is we got to get on the forward track of like what's going to be next to the takeaway.
Maybe they'll ban Knockout Radio.
That'd be like so valuable. That shirt you wear would be gold.
It would be pretty
on St. Patty's Day, a green Knockout Radio shirt.
There you go.
Like, what if they ban the Statue of Liberty? Like, it's offensive as a female symbol. It was given as a gift. It wasn't earned by.
What if they come out and say the Statue of Liberty is really a transgender?
Oh. Because of the robe?
Yeah. And you can't tell.
Bro.
You can't look.
Bro, they're going to take it away. We have to buy everything Statue of Liberty.
Get to what are those streets? Canal Street and everything in New York?
Yeah.
Those people would have a field day. Did I tell you my favorite canal story?
No.
So I'm there with a former co-host, a pretty decent one, ahead of you in the list. And we're walking down the street, and all of a sudden you see all these doors. You know, because that's on Canal Street. They're all like these aluminum doors,
yeah,
shutters.
Yep.
And you can hear it. It's almost like watching Get Smart, where the doors would shut and you hear the doors shutting. One after another, after another, after another. They're just pulling them down. And I hear one say, he's a cop. And I'm like, who's a cop? I'm here to buy as many things as I can. I want these things to, you know. Yeah, they thought I was a cop, so they shut down Canal Street.
You do kind of look like a cop.
Yeah, sure.
Were you holding a donut? Were you drinking coffee?
I haven't held a donut in forever, and I've never had coffee in my life.
Really?
Yeah. And I was just told that Kingdom's not on Stream TV right now.
It's on Netflix. I have an illegal code.
Why don't you just announce that to the world?
I have an illegal code.
You're such an idiot.
I was gifted a code.
Well, then it's not illegal if it was gifted to
True.
You.
It's not illegal. I'm just going to have to flay it on the open water so they don't know.
No, you don't.
I'll watch it on the open water.
That you might be able
like,
to.
Like, where'd you get the code from? I'm like, I'm 9 miles out. International waters,
it doesn't matter. So. It's none of your business. All definitely good. So.
We have UFC fights coming up.
UFC, BKFC, UFC, a major BKFC announcement coming down the corner.
Yeah, are you allowed to talk about it yet?
No, it's not out.
Come on.
No, I can't.
Will you tell me at least?
No. Because the only person in this world with a bigger mouth than you is, Jimmy Hart.
Oh, that's true.
You know, because Jimmy can...
Who's the bigger mouth of the South, him or I?
Well, he is the mouth of the South.
Yeah, but
do you really? I know that you know, but do people? When I say you, I don't. And this is when I'm like going off on my tangents. I always say when I say you, I'm not talking about you personally.
No, I'm offended.
I'm talking about.
No, you can't say that.
Do you know about Jimmy Hart and his background and the musician that he is? He was in a band.
Okay.
He writes and wrote a lot of that the music for the wrestlers for their music. He's been involved in that.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, I do. I do. But is he a bigger star than the ones we're going to have tomorrow here at Tour de Pizza Live?
Bigger star.
Bigger musicians. Bigger musician.
Well, ain't that stuff?
Jimmy's an entertainer.
Jimmy's an entertainer, but he was a musician.
Correct.
So they're both musicians. I mean, that's kind of like saying who's the better ball player, Babe Ruth or Tatis?
Who?
Fernando Tatis with the Padres. We just signed that multi.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Well, and he doesn't know you either.
I don't watch baseball.
I don't either. We have tickets, by the way. We will have tickets to give away, Rays tickets, thanks to Ferg's.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Are we going back to the clubhouse this year?
No.
Going back to the – what if I fix the relationship?
I don't even want to go.
I'll fix it.
I don't want to go. I don't miss it. I
really?
I don't miss it. I don't.
I have an inside track to Silverman.
I don't care.
If you want to be back in,
we
can go. I'll fix Kiermaier's hips.
I don't.
I'll get him playing again.
Honestly, I haven't watched baseball in forever, and I just don't care. Like I'm not wearing any underwear. I just don't care about baseball.
Offended.
It's awful.
Offended
it's boring. It's brutal.
That's America's pastime. Oh, maybe they'll ban baseball next.
The only good thing about baseball when it's back open is I go to my brother's seats. We get to go under the thing in Atlanta, and we get to eat some of that mediocre food. That's all. The best mediocre food I've ever had, the Dodgers did it right. Where they're unlimited.
Oh.
I'll tell that story when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
That thing down.
What thing?
That's stupid.
The kendama?
Toy.
It's an addiction.
You're an addiction.
I can't leave the house without it. It's like a wallet or a cell phone now. If I don't have this around my neck, I feel like I'm missing something. There's something wrong.
Okay. I gave you the ultimatum. Knockout JoJo is going to Jacksonville with me.
But that's not fun for you. Why would you want to go with Knockout JoJo?
Going with you is not fun either.
I'm entertainment 24/7.
No,
you never know what I'm going to do.
You make me there where I got to be on my toes and I can't.
You like that.
Like, I'm surprised Steve is here. He doesn't like you.
He's here to pick up the wedding party. I called him. This is my wedding gift to Billy and Angie. I hired Steve Lanay. And then Steve said, why don't you just drive the limo? So I think I have to give him my Gladiator. And he's going to drive the G-Net around town. And I'm going to be the limo guy.
Okay. You have the fight card for Saturday.
I do.
You have the fight card for Friday.
I want to be Lloyd Christmas. I want to be from Dumb and Dumber. and I'll jump in the back seat.
You are from Dumb and Dumber.
I want to pretend like
they are going to recast that movie, and you are going to play the part of Dumb and Dumber.
I'm in.
You're going to be both.
And I'll pretend like I'm the big ass, like the big wig in the back seat.
I don't know what that means.
Like the successful person driving around in a limo.
Oh, you're going to play that part.
And then I'll jump up in the front and drive away.
Yeah, you're going to play the part. I get it.
But yes, we have fights on Saturday, March 20th at the UFC Apex. You can watch it on ESPN2. Your preliminary card starts at 7 p.m. You want to go through all the fights?
Yeah.
Your time?
Yeah.
All right, you're a flyweight. Your first fight is Bruno Silva versus JP Baez. Oh, is that your son?
Just move on. Okay. Shut up. Just move on.
When's this women's bantamweight? Julia Avila versus Julia Stoller Ravenko, probably Russian. Bantamweight.
That's offensive, especially if she's not Russian.
Well, it sounds Russian. How would you pronounce Stoliarenko?
There's a reason that you haven't been fired for the fourth time. I love how you butcher names.
It's hooked on phonics.
It's hooked on stupidity, and you're right there.
USC are my favorite letters. Montel Jackson, not to be confused with Montel Jordan, but Quick is taking on.
Who's Montel Jordan?
He's a TV star, host.
How about Montel Williams?
Yeah, that guy too. Yeah, got me. Different guy.
Montel Williams' daughter went to school with my son.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there was an event at the school, and Montel was there.
Okay.
Now, Montel Williams' daughter was friends with my son.
Oh, wow.
Okay, they were friends.
Sure.
So, and Sean will not do liners. He will not get liners for him anymore. He got thrown out of a NCAA football thing by, I forget the guy's name, who's on ESPN college football.
Okay.
Which is kind of a funny story. David something. He played at Georgia. I can't think of his name. Then saw Sean at a basketball game and said, I can do that liner now for you because it's an NCAA violation.
Okay.
So I'm like, hey, Sean, go get me a liner from Montel Williams. That's kind of cool. Fellow Navy veteran, the whole nine yards. He said some crap like, call my office.
What? I mean, you know how it is. Like, no matter if you're the Magic Man or not, everything goes through the right channels, Randy Harris.
Well, that was the right channel. It went through his daughter. I don't care what you stand in line. If you go through the daughter, you're not going to do something for your whatever. All right, back to him. Montel Williams is not fighting.
Montel Jordan is a singer, and Montel Jackson is taking on Jesse Strader. Your middleweight fight is Trevin Gillis versus Roman
Reigns.
Dahl dies.
Are you getting us tickets to WrestleMania?
Do you want to go to WrestleMania?
I would only go if it was in a good seat.
Are there people going to be in attendance?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they were slowing down the ticket sales until they got the green light to go full.
They're not slowing down ticket sales. They haven't started them yet.
Right, okay.
It's supposed to start on Thursday.
Right, because I think they were waiting because they didn't want to make sure that everyone can go.
Well, not everyone. Everyone can't go. There'll be a limited number, but yeah, they are going to sell tickets.
But they want to make sure that the UFC doesn't mess it up where they have full attendance and then they shut everything down again.
I don't think. First of all, I think the WrestleMania is before the UFC. I think. I don't know what the date of WrestleMania is.
The middleweight fight: Trevin Gillis versus Roman Dahl dies.
Who's ever name you butcher the worst? That's who I'm going to bet on.
Perfect. Dahl dies. Takes the win. we got lightweight Leonardo Santos versus Grant Dawson. And the women's bantamweight, Marion Renau versus Macy Chisson. Perfect. That rounds out your preliminary card. And your main event card. Your first fight of the main card starting at 10 p.m. from the UFC Apex.
Dana has done everything possible to allow MMA and the UFC to succeed.
Yes.
We would not be doing this particular show. We reverted back to talking sports with Randy Harris if Dana hasn't done everything that he's done.
Of course.
Dana, please, can you move it back 1 hour? That's all.
Yeah, well, the time change. Do you believe in this time change thing?
That's all.
Can't we just stay this year round? Wasn't it for farmers for daylight savings to save fuel and like for agriculture back in like the 1820s when you were in high school.
Governor Ron DeSantis, you've done everything, all this.
Santos.
Right,
yeah. Sis, he's not Santos. Hispanic.
No,
he's not Hispanic.
It's David Santos. He's a
no,
diamond
it's not
guy.
Not Santos. Santis.
I'm going to take my photo out with him and post it.
It's our photo, and he came and took a picture with me.
Well, he didn't come. You went to him.
No, he came to me. We were mutually gravitated
towards. It was the other guy that
was,
came to you.
It was a mutual respect.
It was the other
guy. Which guy?
In here. The other governor dude.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Yeah, he did come for me. I'm glad he didn't come on me. Look at that guy. The underweight card, the women's strawweight, is Cheyenne Baez. Wait, that's the same. No, it's the main card. Why is she twice? Hold on.
Because you don't know how to read. Thank God this is your last show.
Oh, it's JP Baez. This is Cheyenne Baez. Two Baez on the same card.
Maybe one will get the buy.
It's taking on, man, I don't even, how do you pronounce this? MNTSERRAT. Montserrat? That's,
it's very offensive to talk about someone whose name you can't pronounce.
Why? Wheel of Fortune makes it's an epic show based on spelling it out letter by letter.
And you do have to say it properly.
Okay, Montserrat Conejo.
All right, so I just got word that Antonio Tarver was back in camp. He's doing 2 and 3 a days.
Really?
Yeah, getting ready for Frank Mir. Do you think that there is so much pressure on Antonio Tarver for this fight? Because
yes,
it's kind of like the Mayweather fight. Nobody with their right mind thought that Floyd Mayweather would lose to an MMA fighter in a boxing fight.
Right.
There's no way that Frank Mir is going to outbox Antonio Tarver. None.
I mean, you can't say none. Everybody has a chance.
What kind of chance?
One punch, one shot.
Frank can't eye poke. So there's the one chance. He can't take him to the ground for his black belt. I just don't see it. So I'm thinking that the pressure that has to be on the boxer to beat another combat, that there's been that argument forever.
Because if that's how you make your money, that's how you make your career, you are expected to win in that discipline. That's your moneymaker.
You would think.
You have the movement, you have the skill, the accuracy, the precision, the experience. And it's the little things like the clinches and the when to wrap up and to give yourself a breather and the ropes. And, you know, so there's a lot of little footwork things that are going to go into it that Frank doesn't have that kind of experience probably.
It is 6 rounds, but it's not the 5-minute rounds that Frank's used to. Antonio looked good, you know, from the camp photos that I saw, the video that I saw this morning.
Sure.
Which means nothing. I know that.
Your welterweight fight. Kenan Song versus our boy, friend of the show, Max Payne Griffin.
I tried to get one of his shirts. It sold out. He made fight shirts, but they sold out. And then he made another shirt with the ear.
He
exploded that ear. Right, yeah. Well, that's the tattoo that he got.
Exactly.
He has an exploding ear tattoo.
I think Grossman should get an exploding ear tattoo. The bantamweight fight, Adrian Yanez versus Gustavo Lopez. Your heavyweight fight. Tuivasa. Yes? It's like South Pacific, right? He's like Moana.
Oh, this is the guy that drinks the shoe.
Oh, yeah. He does drink out of the shoe.
Spits in a shoe. He pours a beer, spits in it, and then drinks it.
Have you seen the movie Moana? Like the kids, the cartoon with the rock?
No.
Oh, well, the tattoos he has are the same, like of the
sumo. I've heard him sing the song, though.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Nice. That would be The Rock, by the way.
He's taking on Harry Hunsucker. Your lightweight and co-main event is Gregor Gillespie versus Brad Riddell. And your main event is Derek Brunson versus Kevin Holland. So 2 weeks in a row, we've had fight stop from illegal knee, well, from a downed opponent. What are the odds over under? It happens 3 weeks in a row?
It won't. But one was a disqualification, and one was a no contest.
And is it because the belt was on the line?
I don't know. I don't even know how to answer that. That's the problem as well. It has to be consistency. You know, the one was definitely, it should be a disqualification.
Sure.
He knew not to.
He was warned.
He was warned the whole nine yards.
Does Peter Yan speak English? And is English his second language?
It doesn't matter. the referee goes into the back and talks to your whole team.
But if there's a flag thrown on the mat, he would know he was a down opponent till the flag was picked up.
Well, the flag doesn't have to be picked up. There's no flags in fighting.
We can bring them. We can start. We'll trademark it.
You know what the best part of that stupid comment was? I believe it'll be your last one.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
why?
I believe so.
Why? You don't think a red flag thrown at the feet, they both know that the
have you seen the way these refs in the NFL throw flags? Players have been hit in the eye. Well, it's not going to go over well if you throw a flag and take – it's not the finger that's going to take the eye out. It's going to be somebody's flag.
The flag.
All right, we have some legends coming here tomorrow. I can't wait. It'll be a lot of fun. I'll be here. Maybe you should as well. This is and has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit me up on the Twitter machine at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
See everybody possibly next week.
Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.